Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
So, listen to us right now.
We are here at Podcast Village roughly till 11 p.m. as the production's ending.
Right.
And so I stay because, Mike, you got to stay with your troops when you can stay, right?
Well,
so,
that's why we love your energy in the morning.
Yeah.
We got our fantasy sleeper pick of the week, the carry. Go. You snooze, you win. That's what I say.
There's nothing better than speech to text when it goes wrong. One time I was being picked up at the airport by my mother, and a text came through, and it says, the text went up, and it said, I'll be there in about two. Hey, what is this guy doing? Hey, F you. And
all that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, my God. It's a special, special Thursday. I can't believe it. It's September already, and it's time. No, I'm not getting into the machine. I'm not going to.
You have to, Mike. You have to be a part of the machine.
It's contractually obligated.
Yes, as a disc jockey.
No, yeah. Look.
It's happy time.
I'm still interested. Stimulates
the economy.
I still pay attention. I watch Hard Knocks. I look in. But I feel like in this day and age, we get manipulated a little bit. The only thing I care about in the NFL season is if my one team, the New York Giants, have a decent showing, then I'll have some interest. I may do more gambling this year.
Gambling!
But there's only one thing to me that that means the NFL season is here, and it's special, and that is when I welcome our next guest, a man who has been wonderful on the show over the years. Although a bit of a handful, and a man who Rob Spiewak claims went through some sort of something over
someone had to post his bond, so we got him today.
But he's out. He's out.
Nicholas Diamante, Mike.
Nicholas Diamante. Nicodemio. Nicodemio Diamante. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Pahrumph, Nevada, back for his. Is this his third or fourth year?
Third, I think, isn't it?
This is his third year.
Wow.
Picking games on the Mike O'Mara Show. I give you Nicky Diamond, ladies and gentlemen. Nicky, how are you, my friend?
The autumn wind is a diamond.
Yes, it is, baby.
I am back, and I am ready to take not part of the money, not some of the money. We're here to take all the money, baby.
You know what, Nicky? I just feel like this is your year. I feel like this is the year that you're gonna get it done. And I have a commitment to make to you. I am going to gamble this season. I'm going to bet every diamond pick of the week. Now, I know there are a lot of other things, the Merle, the carry, everything else, but I just feel good. Before we get to the football and we get to your success or failure in this area,
yes.
Let me ask about just some things were floating around. I know it's tense. I know it's not necessarily something you want to talk about, but I'll simply give you a blanket question. How is everything? How was your summer?
Well, there's some rumors floating around.
Yes, there are.
Mike, by the way, hello, Mike. Bermuda Boys, Spurlock.
Hi.
Tony Soprano. let's just say it is the bingo situation, if hypothetically that were to have happened, I would say to you, a victimless crime, and therefore we should move on.
Rob, translate for me. I'm not sure.
Well, he was accused of fixing bingo games at several Hendersonville old folks' homes. I'm just
assisted living facilities, Rob, not old folks.
Well, I mean,
homes.
Allegedly. I
think
have a question.
Call them the next generation.
Nicky, I'm sorry. How does one, if one were to do it, how does one fix a bingo
hypothetical
game? Hypothetically. Do you wake the balls?
Would you be working with someone, or would you do it? I mean, how would that work, Nicky?
Hypothetically, you might, owe somebody money who has a grandfather or grandmother in one of these places. It would really shine, lighten their day if they were to win a set of magic markers from their stupid bingo game. And you know, yada, yada, yada. Somebody wins. They're happy. They're happy. Again, victimless crime. I'm all about criminal justice reform. I believe we should talk about that, Mike. I'd love to go on your political show, the Hey Freight Show.
Yeah. Hey Freight! Hey Freight, that
won't be happening, Nicky, but I appreciate the offer.
You and that Chris guy, that beautiful Hispanic woman, Hey Freight Show.
Hey Freight, that's exactly right. The beautiful Hispanic woman that joins us every week. We will be taping another one today. Another episode of Hey Freights will be coming on.
Great
today.
Show.
That's so inside, but it's so funny T-shirt. For me. Nikki, your living situation. Currently, I think I remember last year, you might have still been sharing a duplex with some fraternity guys.
Students.
I know it changes year to year. What is your living situation this year?
I am currently house-sitting for my friend Arnie from Arnie's Lounge, who's having his own legal situation, something about asbestos in Arnie's Lounge and mesothelioma. But anyway, we're having lovely home.
Scary. So your house-sitting, is the house, do you have it all to yourself?
I do have it all to myself, and perhaps that was not a wise move, to be left to my own devices.
Why would you say that, Nikki? What's wrong? What are you doing?
A lot of there's dogs to walk, there's plants, there's a lot of things here. It's a lot of square footage, Mike. It's a big responsibility. Very small.
I understand. I understand, Nikki. That's interesting. I just would think that if you were living like with the college guys and then suddenly you had your own place,
yeah.
That would be kind
Step
of specialized.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
would be good.
Yeah, it would be nice. But real quick, if you do have any issues, need any lawyer advice? Paul Powell. Call Paul. More lawyer, less fee. Check
no,
him
no,
out.
No, no. No, Nikki.
Where
Nikki,
does this come from?
Nikki, not again. Nikki, and my God,
Paul
not
Powell,
a lawyer.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
What? Call Powell?
Paul Powell lawyer group. Yeah.
Call Powell? Is it Powell?
More lawyer, less fee, Mike.
It's not Better Call Saul, is it?
I hope
Nikki,
not.
I'm not
it's
sure.
Paul Powell. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Paul
Powell.
Legal group. That's the last time I want to hear that unless we have that discussion that we've had multiple times about how you handle your appearances on here, okay?
I'm just talking about my summary. It's been very influential in my being able to talk to you.
You have him over to the house?
No, we're professional there, Spurlock.
Okay, just checking. I thought perhaps you might make a nice meal for Paul
Still,
Powell.
Do you burn bridges, Nikki, or do you have like relationships? Like, if you got something you need to sell quick to raise some money, do you still deal with those people at PW out there in Pahrump, Nevada Pawn World? Are you still?
Of course. I never burn bridges, Mike. That's why I'm on the show for the ninth straight year, despite being 43% on my picks.
Speaking of your picks, let's get right to it because it's the week one. Everybody gets excited. Football fans are out of their minds.
Hell
and we
yeah.
have you on today because today is the big game. It's the Packers. It's the Bears. Does it get any better than this? I don't think so, especially for the people down here in Cocoonville.
When did you get back? When did you get back?
Well, they're excited because it's the 100th anniversary of the NFL, and many of your neighbors were there for the beginning of it.
They were there for the very beginning. And by the way,
on the show, if you forget people, that's why.
That's right. Exactly. And they wear their jerseys. It's exciting. Mm. It's Packers-Bears. Mm. Let's start with that one, Nikki, and then you just run with the horsey, with the Nikki horsey.
We shall run. It's the oldest rivalry in all of football. Look, Aaron Rodgers, new coach. He hated the last guy, the new coach. He'll eventually hate him, but for now he likes him. I say the Packers go into Chicago and say, new sheriff in town, Chicago, step aside. Aaron Rodgers is back. They cover the spread. They win straight up tonight. Welcome to the 100th season, the Packers, baby.
That's exciting. Nice. That's exciting. And then the full slate, of course, on Sunday, September 8th, it begins in earnest, the NFL season. All the games, the 1 o'clocks, the 4 o'clocks, the Sunday night game. Take it away, Nikki.
We got our fantasy sleeper pick of the week, the carry. Go. You snooze, you win. That's what I say.
You snooze, you win.
That's lovely.
I like that a lot.
Michael Gallup, wide receiver, a Dallas Cowboys. Zeke just signed. He's not in shape yet. Amari Cooper, best wide receiver on the team, has been out all summer. This guy will step up 100 yards and a touchdown. Michael Gallup, he's your carry.
Damn.
Then I've got the Merle. It's a sure thing. If you're a man and you live next to Merle Rogers, it's always a beautiful day in the neighborhood, baby.
Wow.
One thing I know for sure, the Browns are still and will always be the Browns. They're laying 5.5. The Tennessee Titans say, hey, superstar team with all these players, Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham. Reality's about to set in. Tennessee goes into Cleveland. They cover the spread. It's a Merle. It's a sure thing. Now, Your diamond pick of the week.
Woo, here it
lock
is.
It up.
Mm. This is the
Lamar
one I'm going to bet.
Jackson, baby. Year two. A full off season. He runs. He throws. He does it all. Right down where you're living there in Miami. He's going to go down to Florida and dominate the Dolphins. 300 yards total. 2 touchdowns passing. 1 running. Lock it up. 100, baby.
Wow. 100% chance I'm betting the Ravens this week. That's Nicky Diamond.
Thank you,
Nicky. Take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
God bless America.
There he goes. Get him off the phone. All right. That's it. All right. So let me see. This is the pick of the week this week. His diamond pick of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like it. I like it. I think he's going to – it's a good start. He's picking the Ravens over the Dolphins. They're going to be down here in Miami in South Florida, and we'll see what happens. Then he picked the Packers over the Bears. Unfortunately, he picked the Cowboys to beat my Giants.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's the 4 o'clock game on Sunday. Love it. Love it. Love
so
it.
Now
love
you understand.
Light them up, Mike. Light them
at
up.
At the very least,
light them up,
Mike,
Rob.
There's something to watch on television.
Yes. Yeah, of course. This is true. On Sunday,
it feels like you're doing something.
I'm really ready for it. Yeah. I'm really ready for this. And then he's got the Titans over the Browns, which is going to make a lot of very excited Cleveland fans a little disappointed. But that's about it. I think we did a pretty good job with Nicky. And
he
I'm
sounds rested and refreshed.
Eagles.
Oh, Redskins. Oh, did he pick the Redskins game? Did he do that?
No. But I think
I don't
the
think
world,
you need
the world
to.
Is picked.
Yeah.
Eagles.
We have a spread yet on the Redskins Eagles.
I can pull that up for you if you'd like.
Find out the spread.
Here, the Eagles
we wouldn't
are,
be doing since we've got plenty of time at the beginning of the show because we set aside this time. I would not be doing my duty with our home studio in Washington D.C., our nation's capital, and the one of the worst franchises in the world that will be featured later on in news you may not need.
Oh, that's good.
Once again, if
my
you,
former employers, Mike, really great people. Over there.
Very nice.
I
very,
think
very nice
yesterday people. The spread was 9.5.
It is still 9.5.
Okay.
Nine and a half.
Yes. Favoring the Eagles.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
yes,
that's
yes,
yes. That's the as far as if you wanted the Redskins to cover the spread. I mean, or the Eagles' inability to cover the spread. No, I think they're right.
The public betting percentages: 42% of the fans have picked Washington. I say fans, and the sane have picked Philadelphia. 58%.
Okay.
58%. Still got that loyalist base.
Mm. Yes.
That's the way it goes. So Nicky Diamond back on the show, house sitting for his friend who might be incarcerated. I'm not sure with that, but he's out. Right,
he's out and he's free, and he never entered. How you fix bingo? I don't know how you could fix bingo.
Oh, I think I got it from his answer. If you listen to his answer, he was talking about getting his friend who he owed money.
Yeah, but
his grandfather a card that would be.
But it's random with the balls. I don't know if you weight the balls or what you do.
Well, I weight the balls every morning.
Of course you do.
Good morning.
Is it always balls or is it ever digital?
I think that anything is fixable that involves numbers.
Yeah.
I think you could do that. And I know that my track record of bingo is very, very weak, and I just can't get into it. I really thought I'd love it, but I don't love it. I don't like. You know when I would love it? The degenerate gambler in me would love bingo if bingo was something that had a really high payoff.
High stakes.
Right. But I can't do it.
You would be the one that plays high stakes bingo.
Yeah.
Well, I just couldn't sit there for 4 hours or 3 hours with all the different bingo configurations for the top prize being like $30. No. I just don't want to do that.
How many cards did you play when you played?
I think I could keep track of 3.
It's tough. And, it's tough. My grandmother used to be able to play 8.
Well, we don't have like the real bingo where you have the magic markers.
Oh, the dauber, Mark. It's called the dauber.
course you know it's a dauber.
Julia played bingo every
you
Tuesday.
You poor white trash lad. You know it's a dauber. The way you were raised by everything. They were bingo players. The dauber. And I'm as white trash as you are. And I went to one bingo down at like VFW Hall.
Of course, and that's where you play it. Sure.
Didn't you win a game? You won a game.
I think I won a game in Cocoonville. But I went down to the, I don't even know if it was a VFW. I think it was an actual bingo parlor. That's where they have, and it was so trashy, and you could smell the dead tobacco.
That's what I was going to say. It has that probably cigarettes. There are even bowling alleys that have been non-smoking for 5, 10 years
still
smell like cigarettes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the dauber is when you're really serious. But with what we play at Cocoonville, the last time I played were the three cards.
Yeah.
Where you have the plastic that you put the little plastic chips on top.
That's for rubes. You can't do that.
It's totally for rubes.
Especially if you're playing a bow tie game.
Right. And I know that our caller down here has just the worst voice where it's like, 35. He's got the classic old man sound.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, the day I wake up, if I come in here one day, I was like, well, now it's time for news you may not need. If that happens, I'm done. I don't do
it. Well, I'll just tell Mike, we'll be kind. We'll say it's a bad Skype day. Why don't you just take a day?
Isn't Harry Shearer like 80, though? I can handle it. Harry Shearer's like 80. I can do it. I got a vocal register.
You got this.
So you can do it.
I'll be fine with that. So, Nikki, congratulations. That's all I have to say about football. Now it's onward and upward. Eagles, Redskins, Giants,
yes.
Cowboys, Cleveland Browns against the... I'd like to see the long-suffering people of Cleveland have a big win this weekend. You know? And do you plan on following it at all, Oscar,
this
year?
Well, of course. Look, outside of this world... Outside of work, I really do enjoy seeing either the Ravens play or the Redskins play.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to make it more interesting. I think we ought to make the NFL more interesting.
Patriots, now, listen,
we don't have the fantasy football sponsors anymore.
Okay,
they pulled off of podcasts, so we don't have them anymore, and that's when we did it. But I would like, I remember when we had, way back when, was it FanDuel
that
we had? Yes. When we had our own leagues, that made the game more interesting.
Always, it's always better when you have a rooting interest. You have something
and
invested.
And then, of course, the three of us, the non-football guys, when
we play each other.
When the sponsors left, we were like, eh. You know,
yeah. We're not clowns. We don't just play for free.
Clowns.
You know what I mean?
We're not clowns.
Yeah. Listen,
but I see
this is going to be fun.
That the fans are still maintaining like fantasy football.
Like this is a take that we got from the Santana Moss Show, friend of the show.
Yes.
And Clinton Yates from ESPN was a guest host yesterday. And he said, if you want to have some fun, watch the Patriots. Because you've got a quarterback who's 42 years old, and one blow could knock him out at any moment. And also
the Patriots, he mentioned further that they have a tremendous history of not having a backup in plan for him. So their season could end on a play.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah. Okay.
When we come back, Rob Spiewak, print out a checkable week one schedule.
Okay.
And when we come back, the three of us,
we'll do picks.
Just like they do on the NFL, we will do our picks.
I love it.
Perfect.
I love it.
And we don't even have to have the big prize at the end of the season.
I would say
season.
We each put up $50.
Like $50 for the season?
No, per week.
Per week, $50
who picks,
per week?
Who picks the most winners, flat out?
And then it stays in one pool.
Yes. Yes.
And then... like we add 52, like we add 152.
Every week.
I think 20 is a lot more reasonable.
I think 20 is more reasonable. I'm 20, but I mean, look at him.
I was just crunching some numbers in my head. It's a lot of money, 50 a week.
Well, that's the high stakes. That's what gets him.
Maddie, can you print out a schedule for me? Thank you.
So 20 a week, and we each pop $60 in per week.
This is the deal.
What's 60 times 14, Rob?
60 times 14 is $640.
$840 end of the season, whoever's got the best record.
That's a flat screen TV.
That is.
What do you think?
I'm in. Yeah, 20 a week. Yeah, we can do that.
20 a week, we pop in there.
And no shenanigans.
What does that mean?
That means no going and finding some card shark or football shark.
And we're doing it on the air, so you don't have to come up with any of your own money.
Yeah.
Right.
We will do it with our, Oscar, you're the businessman. Can we do it with our petty cash?
We don't have petty cash.
Can we do it with our, I don't want to go out of pocket for it.
Well, then that doesn't work for anybody.
No, but if we say based on a $20 bet, and you know, we
are not the okay.
All right. We'll do it out of our own pocket.
That's the only way. God,
I hate it when you're like a general manager.
I don't want to go out of pocket. It's a football pool.
$20. So it's $60
a
week.
Let's make the company pay for it.
I'd also like a car, but I don't want to go out of pocket. So if I could get a new car, Oscar, I'd love that. It'd be nice. You just get me a car.
All right. How about $50 a week?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a lot of money.
Okay, Mr. Smartass.
It's a lot of money.
$50 a week.
Okay. It works.
Well, what's 50?
It works.
What's 150 times 14?
150 times 14 would be 7 times 300, $2,100.
$2,100 at the end of the season.
Why are we doing 14? I thought it was like
16 weeks.
It's a 17-week schedule. It's a 17-week schedule.
Oops. Oh, 17 weeks.
Yeah.
Or then would you rather whoever wins each week, we do it that way?
This is how it works, Mike. This is the easiest way to do it.
All right.
Is you don't have to put in the cash right away. Like we can,
so like
we,
run an
we
account?
Can float you until the end of the season. But everybody must pay up out of pocket. No, like take it out of my paycheck. None of that.
Yeah.
You got to pay out of
do
pocket.
Do we? And is it a weekly payoff or is it a
No.
It's the person with the best record at the end of the season gets pockets $2,100.
Everything.
I'm in.
All right, me too. And what if there's a tie?
If there's a tie, you split it.
All right,
split it down the middle.
This is what's great.
All right, yeah.
This is the least informed football pool in
absolutely.
America. And the most public.
Right.
And what's going to be fantastic is that I think at first people will like look for the resources, try to pay attention. Rob's definitely all in. You know, he likes to compete. And what's going to happen is we're going to get so pissed at each other.
Yeah.
Oh.
As these weeks come on.
I just smell it already.
Yeah.
I smell Bobo.
Which will be great.
Like
for
coming
the show.
In prepared and doing it. All right. So here's what we do. Print out the schedule, Rob. You run it and we pick it.
20 a week with a massive payout at the end of the year.
And pick in the commercial break. Get it ready. We're going to pick
up. Is doing it right now.
Let's do this. Just I know that right now we're spread thin because Pony is not here right now.
If is there anybody that can print
tell somebody downstairs to take care of that. It probably won't be ready by the time you get back from break, so we can come back to it a little later in the show. Fair?
I want to do it now.
I know you want it now. I'm just giving you a heads up.
We're talking about it now. Call somebody now that's downstairs.
Maddie's doing it now.
She asked me to swoop in.
My peach.
There she is.
My peach.
Maddie.
Operations.
Go get her.
Yep.
Way to go. You know what? That tells me Maddie might want in.
Oh. Well, I don't mind shaking her down for 17 weeks of $20 buy-ins.
Isn't Maddie a football fan?
I think she might be. Well, she's contractually obligated to root for Buffalo.
Yeah, but then it's not an odd number. It's got to be us. It's got to be the big three. Sorry,
Maddie.
Editorial decision. We don't want to put that financial burden.
If there is a consideration for Maddie for doing all the legwork and keeping score.
Oh, yeah, for down and printing something? For keeping score.
She's got to be the one that keeps
Maddie
score.
Maddie will be. Get Maddie in here.
Yeah.
Have her come into the studio.
She does the report. She does
write
the report.
It down. And then it's out of his hands.
Yeah.
Because you never.
Yeah, Spiewak Matt.
I'm so glad it took
Spiewak Matt.
Who had 1:47 for him to accuse me of cheating for something that hasn't started yet.
We're going to win $2,100.
Says the man who's had my ATM password for 50 years.
Shannon's in.
No, it's 20 a week, though, right?
It's 50 a week. We're putting $50 a week
in. What, Shannon wants in?
No, Shannon's saying she's excited to win your money.
I'm just. Well,
you mean like
I'm
with
on
your.
Team
with,
Santana. Like,
okay,
together.
Team Santana. You're on Team Santana.
I'll send Maddie.
Well, Carl will be excited about this.
If we
too.
Did. If Look, if we did $50 a week, remember, you don't have to put in the.
$50 a ming.
Yeah.
A ming.
17 weeks.
Right.
It's $2,550.
There you go.
That's high stakes.
It's fun. It's fun. See? Already made the NFL more fun. Hey, thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Thank you, Mr. Goodell.
Maddie, you're going to actually be charting our picks.
And we will give you a consideration off the books.
We'll give you a,
so when we do this, come on in the studio, okay?
Thank you. Very, very exciting.
So she's all smiles.
All right. Hey, the NFL picks come up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Okay. What now? What? I want to get moving with the show.
Okay,
What's going on?
I just want to make sure that we all agree on air here. It is a lot of money.
$50 a man.
It's $850
per week.
It's $850 per person that loses.
Okay. And what we do is we end this is the end of the regular season.
Right.
The one of the three with the best record. Playoffs. the team with the person with the best record at the end of the regular season. By the way, they're like degenerate football gamblers right now going, you guys are, you know, put on your panties.
I know.
Anyway,
exactly.
Let's start the show. We'll pick our picks when we come back. Yes, sir.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for that story. outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Greg, what is the worst fraternity on this campus?
Well, that would be hard to say, sir. They're each outstanding in their own way.
Cut the horse, son. I got their disciplinary files right here. Who dumped a whole truckload of fizzies into the swim meet? Who delivered the medical school cadavers to the alumni dinner? Every Halloween, the trees are filled with underwear. Every spring, the toilets explode.
You're talking about Delta, sir.
Of course I'm talking about Delta, you twerp! This year it's going to be different. This year we're going to grab the bull by the balls and kick those punks off campus.
What do you intend to do, sir? Delta's already on probation.
They are?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Then as of this moment, they're on double secret probation.
Double secret probation, sir?
There is a little-known codicil in the Faber College Constitution.
A codicil.
Which gives the dean unlimited power to preserve order in time of campus emergency. Find me a way to revoke Delta's charter. You live next door. Put Niedermeyer on it. He's a sneaky little shit just like you, right? The time has come for someone to put his foot down. And that foot is me.
And another thing. You better sit on that zoo fraternity of yours. I don't want no Duncan riots in my town.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
How, after all these years, does you playing an audio clip of a movie I've seen 150 times bring me such great joy? When you play a clip from Animal House,
it just felt right. I went through a couple clips before I chose
that's
that one.
Such a great clip right there.
And you know what? I can't air anymore. That's still funny, but you just can't air the Devil and the Angel clip anymore. I'm just saying.
I know. I know. We've
you pick and choose. You pick
but
and you
the
choose.
The thing about the guy that made that movie, was John Landis that made that movie? I'm not sure.
I believe so. It's his, I think one it was of his like, first.
But,
yeah.
But his idea was to get a real, normal movie villain.
Yep.
Not a cartoon villain, at which they were all played by. They were all these guys with British accents. I'm an evil man. Yeah. Before that, and then they got Dean Wormer, and the guy that plays Dean Wormer and the mayor, they were both legitimate heavies from the movies.
What's great, Cesar DeNova, who played the mayor.
Cesar DeNova.
He's best known for being the romantic other lead in Viva Las Vegas. He made an Elvis movie. And then he did Animal House. So great.
I don't want no drunken riots in my town.
And another
thing.
He's
got the heavy. If you haven't seen it, kids. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Required viewing.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, Football Central, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show from Meade, Washington, to Hauser, Oregon, Twigg, Minnesota, Emeryville, California, Cabo San Lucas, Riverside, Singapore. We're very excited to be on the air with you today. We thank you for joining us. Our show today brought to you by Cheers. I told you about this last week, and yes. I tried this product. It actually worked for me. Cheers Restore. This is an after-alcohol aid designed to reduce the negative effects of alcohol. Whether you drink a little or a lot, take Cheers after a night out, and you'll feel at least 50% better the next morning. 2 to 4 capsules after your last drink or before going to bed, and you will feel better in the morning. They guarantee it. It's like an antacid for alcohol. Cheers Restore neutralizes alcohol's negative effects so you can wake up feeling great. No more headaches, nausea, sluggishness the next day, and it's healthy for your liver. It's fantastic. Liver. For a limited time, our friends at Cheers are giving our listeners a chance to try out Cheers Restore for free. To take advantage of this offer, simply go to takecheers.com/TMOS and take the 30-second quiz. You pay $1 for shipping, and your 4-dose sample bottle will be on its way, along with a free gift. Again, that's takecheers.com/TMOS to get your first 4 doses of Cheers Restore for just $1. Cheers, it's the best thing to happen to alcohol since alcohol, and we are delighted to have them as a sponsor. All right, we are ready to go. Do we have music for this? All right, very good.
Again, just for Maddie.
Yes.
We're doing every week, right?
Okay.
And this is like the worst way to do it, but we're we're yearning for some action.
Love
so this
it.
Is how we're going.
It's just going to make the NFL every Monday coming
we're
in
making
after
our own fun.
Or every every
own
Tuesday.
Fun.
Thank you, Oscar, for making our own fun. Thank you.
By the way, you have to come in Tuesday, and then the game start Thursday because the NFL wanted. You know, they'd have Monday through Friday if they could with their level
of course.
Greed.
Maddie,
that's the way they do it.
This, so you're the commish.
Okay.
All right. Don't feel like you know you have to lean in my favor or Mike's favor or Rob's favor. This is your show. You're the commissioner, so you will make some hard decisions. Like you will make some hard calls during the season.
What's she talking about?
What do you think? We were just picking games, dude.
She will decide tiebreakers at times. If somebody actually said something, she will have to find tape.
You mean as far
deny.
As if we? What would you, I mean, we're going to go on record with the team.
Like, what are we going to mumble?
No, look, I'm telling you, when money gets involved, emotions get hot.
All right. So we'll make it clear.
Yes.
And so I think what Maddie should say, final pick to each one of us.
Yeah.
Because if we start bloviating about it, but I'm not going to do a lot of BS analysis. No. I'm just going to give you my pick.
Just pick. All right. Pick them, Jacko.
Go Bills.
I'm
going to
pick with my heart and my head. And how do we want to do this? How do we want to go about doing it?
So I think that it's only fair because, look, all of us could cheat by saying, oh, Mike said this. I'm going to go with Mike. Mm-hmm. So realistically, we should all put in our... Because if we go on the air, all three of us go on the air, right?
Okay.
And then if someone doesn't know enough about a game and somebody bloviates about it, then they're going to pick that win. They're going to pick that actual team.
So do you understand what he's doing? This is as straightforward as it gets. You pick whatever team you want to win the game. Rob does, and I do.
I would like to make a suggestion, since I tend to run most of the games on the show.
Yes.
I think Oscar's concerned about a copycat problem. We could go one of two ways. One is we could go by the honor system and actually have our picks before we enter the studio, where that way we cannot copy someone else's pick. Or
we're all rats. Can't trust either of us.
Okay, thank you for piping in.
Thank you.
And the other way
is, you mean have them written down and we can't.
Yeah, or just make dots in advance, you know, by the team you want to pick. However, another way we can avoid it is taking the ability to copycat and cutting it by a third by the first game Mike picks first, second game I pick first, third game Oscar picks first.
Do we all chime in like little kids at the same time when she gives us the matchup?
I love Rob's idea because I think there ought to be that element of doing it on the fly.
Right.
I, as opposed to coming in prepared. Why are you laughing? You are just being a scab right now.
I think he's sleepy for one thing.
I know. I would love to hear Maddie's take on the commissioner's take on what she thinks is
my initial thought would be for everybody. Okay, Rob. You know what? You're losing. I'm not writing down your picks.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
My initial thought would be for everybody to say it at the same time, mostly because that was easiest for me, but do whatever you want.
We're going to go.
There'd
all
be
right,
a
Rob.
Certain, you know what? Maybe one game a week we all say it at the same time because it'd be funny.
No,
let's do the Monday night game.
Funny. When money's on the line,
not
I don't want
to. Not funny when
it.
Money's on the line.
No, money
so
not
we
funny.
We will go in rotating order. And all right, I will ask everybody. I'm going to write three numbers down. No, I'm not doing that. Well, what's the order going to be? How do we determine the order?
Let's start with you this
It'll
week,
be clockwise, Mike, Rob, Oscar, but the first pick will be you. Second pick, I will lead, et cetera, et cetera.
All right, very good.
All right, so, Mike, your game is tonight, Packers at Bears.
Packers at Bears. I'm going to go with the... this is hard. I'm sorry I'm taking so long, but it's
fine.
A
it's
very
fine.
Narrow point spread.
Don't bloviate.
It's going to be fun, 17 weeks.
Bears. Going with the Bears.
Mike is wrong. I picked the Packers.
The Bears.
Packers.
Right, going with the Packers.
Yeah.
All right, very good. I might be down already. All right.
Make the check game. Payable.
Atlanta do we have the same order here? I've got Atlanta. Yeah.
No, for
Falcons.
Me, I've got Rams at Panthers. I will go with the Rams.
I'm going to go with Rams, of course.
Rams for me as well.
All right, Redskins, Eagles, Eagles.
Not Eagles.
Eagles for days. Mike, you're doing Bills at Jets.
Hold on a second. I got to look. I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to go with the Jets.
Oh, I'd like the commissioner to note that I'm picking the Bills.
Bills.
I'll be at that game. So.
Oh,
very good, Maddie.
In the mayor's box?
Well, it's in New York, so we don't get
preference
there.
You're lucky if you don't get beat up.
Enjoy. All right.
For me, I have Falcons at Vikings. I don't like the notion of the Falcons. I like the Vikings here.
Mm. I'm going to go with the Vikings as well.
Same here. This is problematic. We're all picking the same.
I'm telling you, if we all like yell a team,
yeah,
won't happen. And it'll be funny.
Not with money.
Who goes first next?
Money,
you're up,
not
you're
funny.
Up, Mike, you're up. You're up on Ravens, Dolphins.
Ravens.
Oh, Ravens for the home team love.
Ravens.
Yeah.
We're there.
Picking the Ravens.
You're up, I hope, Mike, I hope they win.
Chiefs, come on now. Come on now.
Come on. Dolphins, no way.
Well, why don't, Maddie, why don't you give us the games that we have to go on?
Next is Chiefs at Jaguars.
Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs. I picked the Chiefs.
Chiefs.
A
Homer pick. Homer pick. Kevin.
Homer pick. Homer pick.
I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go with the Chiefs. You freaks.
We almost got him. Almost. We almost had him. We. Yep.
Next is Titans at Browns.
Oscar.
Ooh, I'm gonna go Browns.
I'm gonna go Browns.
I'm gonna tighten up. Go with the Titans.
Oh, probably a better pick.
P-Wag with a departure.
Next we have Colts at Chargers.
Oscar, you're leading.
That's me. I'm sorry, Chargers. They don't have a quarterback. I should probably not have said that. Keep that to myself next
Stop
time.
Stop bloviating.
I'm a bloviator.
Bloviator.
I'm trying to find the game. I'm trying to find the game.
Well, that's the horseshoe team, Mike.
Versus the lightning bolt. Horseshoes.
I'm
going to
go with the Chargers. I'm going to go with the Chargers.
There are like fantasy football, like, or just fans in general that are so mad at us.
Screaming at their desktop. Chargers. Chargers for me.
You're going with the Chargers too.
Yeah.
Oh, you. All right, next game.
Bengals at Seahawks. Rob.
This is my first pick. I Seahawks, please. Home team.
Oh, Seahawks, I apologize. Mike.
Yeah, Seahawks in a walk.
Seawalks.
Ewoks.
Ewoks.
Speewalks.
Speewalk. Rob Speewalk.
All right, we have 49ers at Buccaneers. Oscar.
Ooh, Tamper. Probably not a good pick.
I'm going to go with the Niners.
I agree with Mike. The Niners will take this by 2 touchdowns.
We have Giants at Cowboys, Mike.
Got to go with my boys. It's my pick. I like my Giants, and I'm foolish because these are going to be the early games with Eli Manning, and I know it's going to bite me in the butt. But Giants.
Don't ignore the home team advantage. Dallas.
Cowboys. Rob picks Cowboys.
Giddy up.
That was my Jerry
with
Jones
the
impression.
Ew.
Cowboys. From
she did not like it.
Made me uncomfortable.
Giddy up.
Yeah. Well then, hey.
Gross.
That is gross. Okay.
Lions at Cardinals, Rob.
You can't ever pick Detroit and do well, so I'll say the Cardinals.
That's Cardinals. Fair. Lazy for life.
I can. The Detroit Lions will
look
win.
Look at you! Woo! Sleeper pick! Woo!
That might have been ill-advised.
Steelers at Patriots. Oscar.
Oh, who do you bet against Peyton Manning? Roethlisberger? I'm going to go Steelers. Upset.
Mike.
Peyton Manning?
Tom Brady. Peyton Manning's now retired and making money from Papa John's.
Yeah, when you write that check out, it's 2 B's and Rob. Okay,
I think it's insane to bet against the Patriots. Still, I'm not going to bet against them. I pick the Patriots.
The Patriots will have won it by the time Jim Nance's opening monologue is over.
What Patriots. A day. What a day.
He returns at age 42.
How many more games do we have?
Got two more. You're
bored already.
Damn, I'm bored already with this bit. Yeah.
All right, Mike. Texans at Saints on Monday.
I love my Saints. Who dat? Who dat trying to be bad? Who dat? I like the Saints. I like the Saints, Sheriff.
Mike is right. The Saints will win this.
Drew Brees, Saints.
Final game. Rob, Broncos at Raiders.
Ooh.
The Broncos. But it'll be close.
I'm going
very close.
I'm going Raiders simply because they're on Hard Knocks.
I am too, because you get caught up with John Gruden
but
and all the
favored.
Guys on Hard Knocks. I'm going to go with the Raiders as well. Those are the picks. We will recap on Monday in a much faster way than we do the picks, but I like it, and it gets us into the end. And by the way, tell the sponsor we're doing
$150 is on the line.
This is very, very exciting. Very, very exciting. But good news about this bet, you can always come back the following
Maddie,
week.
Maddie,
that's right.
You have to now send us our picks.
Okay.
Because that's how we're going to follow along at home.
I gotcha.
And I think each week, we should get the one sheet,
yes.
You know, so
yeah.
You know, because I'm always
and
looking
it's
for
a text from Mike, otherwise he's never going to see it. Thank you.
No, you can send me an email. I'll get it.
An electronic email. You see, Oscar, that's the thing. Mike doesn't look at his email. You don't.
Well, he was up late. As we mentioned before, you want to find out why he was up late? Yes.
Do you know when you email Oscar, you have to send him a text to say, look at your email?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I'm also trying to go to commercial break. Okay. We will have Oscar's story of why he was up till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Thank you.
When we come back on the Mike O'Brien
Show.
I never thought I'd give a hoot about a cake that's filled with fruit. But suddenly I've a tune to toot and maybe some bonus loot. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. My new dessert's not ice cream, flan or pie. I'll see the podcast Village Lights and take a peek behind the scenes. Watch Oscar Santana keep it tight and see Rob's sound machine. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. It's ours, Charlie. I think that Mike O'Mara's one swell guy. Locks out of cherries, Charlie. And if the ticket's platinum, Mike and I'll meet in Florida mid-morning with Carla and Son. Who would have thought TMOS could ship a cake to my address? 'Cause I'd have said it couldn't be done, but it can be done. I never had a treat so fine from an old Spiewak recipe. A studio tour will soon be mine and a trip to D.C. 'Cause I want a golden ticket. I want a golden ticket. I've got a golden chance in this sweepstakes, thanks to a golden ticket packed in Rob's fruitcake.
Author.
The extraordinarily talented and wonderful guy, Mike Pollack, sent that along.
Oh,
Mike, thank you so much.
God,
that is a 10 out of effing 10.
I love that. Wow. Thank you, Michael. That is awesome. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Humans have been shaving for over 5,000 years. From shark teeth to the first copper razor, a great shave always comes down to one simple factor: sharp, durable blades. The ancient Greeks didn't need flex balls or heated handles.
No.
And neither do you, the ancient Greeks. That's why Harry's doesn't add gimmickry features to their razors. Harry's is a return to the essentials: quality and durability at a fair price, $2 a blade. Harry's also has a brand that you can be proud of. 1% of sales are donated to organizations that provide access to mental health care for men. And your satisfaction 100% guaranteed. I never start my day without my Harry's, ever. So be like me and join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, five-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, which lathering shave gel with aloe for skin hydration, and a travel blade cover to keep your razor dry on the go. Go to harrys.com/TMOS to start shaving better today. Didn't get to our yaks. We'll get some of your yaks on tomorrow. Good. Got a whole bunch of them this week, but we do have Oscar Santana, who informed us that he was staying up very late last night.
I was because, in Olney, Maryland at 3 a.m. last night.
Problems with Mama Santana? No.
For people that are not D.C. native, can you thumbnail sketch what Olney is like? It's a suburb of the district,
It is a suburb of the district that at one point was Dairyland and now is overpopulated with suburban homes.
Like the whole D.C. area.
Yes.
It was all pasture land that was overdeveloped and continues to be overdeveloped.
So,
not a project in Maryland.
Not necessarily close to D.C. If you're in traffic, God forbid. I remember my father, when we were younger, his commute was roughly an hour, and he'd come home, you know, have a cocktail, sit down, eat dinner, go back in his office because there's more work to do. Mm-hmm. And he would bitch about that commute. And then when I was younger, I was like, well, old man, that's life. That's work, right? When you're a kid,
but you know what? It's important to point out that there are You know, the major cities, Atlanta, Los Angeles, people commute all the time. Washington, D.C.
Average,
everybody slays the dragon.
Average is an hour. Average is an hour.
My father was an executive advertising guy at Aetna Life and Casualty, and he had a 11-minute commute.
What a life.
He would get up in the morning and he would drive. You know, it was like 10-15 minutes from our house to get to, and we lived in the suburbs, but that was Hartford, a small little city. It was great.
My father's commute now when he's in town. When he would like to be.
Well, his commute is a 5-hour flight now.
But when he's in town, it's now an hour and a half. If he has to go into the office for some reason or another, right?
Yeah, so it's roughly an hour and a half. How many miles would you say?
Oh, I know. It's 21 miles.
21 miles, an hour and a half. Think about that. Yeah. That's insane, and that's what we deal with in D.C. and all the other major cities. And my heart goes out to the people that are listening to us right now.
We are here at Podcast Village roughly till 11 p.m. as a production's ending.
Right.
And so I stay because, Mike, you got to stay with your troops when you can stay, right?
Well,
so,
that's why we love your energy in the morning.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love that you are completely nocturnal with many more projects.
And I don't traditionally stay
I'm going to stay till 11 tonight.
Till 11. Whoa. But we had somebody that was waiting for a project to be rendered, so I stayed and did other work, right?
Okay.
So that was done. I'm heading home. I walk home last night because my wife left me roughly around 9:30, so I have no car to go home. I walk home.
In the dead of night?
In the dead of night.
Alone?
Right? Alone.
This
alone.
Is not safe.
Yes.
Wow.
Mace in my hand, backpack on my back.
And not spray mace, Mike, an actual mace from the medieval times.
Right.
And then I got my brass knuckles in my pocket just in case something breaks out.
Nice.
And so I walk in and my wife is ready to go to bed. She goes, "I'm so tired." And that's not really what you want to hear when you walk in sweaty.
Yeah, but if you're walking in at like 11:30, you know, you can't expect much more. I won't even give you tomorrow I'll tell you about our schedule.
Okay.
That's insane.
That's fine. I get home. Not a big deal. Probably could need to lose a few calories. Good to go. I look at my phone and my mom had been blowing me up on my phone. I'm like, ugh. Like, what does Mama Santana want now?
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's a guilt trip about something. She had called around 5 p.m. I texted her. I said, "Everything came." She said, "Chess." C-H-E-S-S, not yes, chess.
That's where you get it from. Is she a big texter or mostly a caller?
Oh, no. She learned how to text, and now she uses it. She uses it like it's speech. There's no short texting for her.
Does she do auto dictate? Have you ever seen her?
Oh, that must be marvelous.
2 weeks ago.
I'd love to see if that
works. It's like you're here. 2 weeks ago, I was at my parents' house, weekend, seeing my dad before he left back to Bolivia. and he said, "Can you turn on El Siri for mom?" And I said, "What do you mean?" She goes,
"El Siri."
And I goes, when mom talks to her iPhone, El Siri doesn't come up. And I was like, "There's no chance." So I looked at her settings. Siri was turned off on her phone.
Okay.
So then I said, "Mom, you know, you're enabled. Let's talk to her." So now she goes, "Hi, Siri." And then doo, 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 she goes, "Please tell Oscar." So she writes, "Please tell Oscar" in English, in her broken English, into the text. So that's what I get. "Please tell Oscar that the internet isn't working," instead of like, "Hey, the internet isn't working," right?
That's your text that you got from her.
I get from mom, "The internet isn't working."
There is nothing better than speech to text when it goes wrong. One time I was being picked up at the airport by my mother, and a text came through, and it says, the text went up, and it said, "I'll be there in about two. Hey, what is this guy doing? Hey, F you." And
okay. So it's 11:30. My wife's telling me how tired she is, and I get this. And so I pick up the phone, call my mom. My mom, she's alone right now, so I'm the one that's close.
Sure. Is she nocturnal like you are?
No, she's not. No? But I know if I don't call, I'm going to get a wall of text the next morning about how terrible a son I am. That's just what she does.
She became nocturnal when he bit her on the neck.
So I call her, and I hear, "Hola." Because she's got the CPAP mask on, right?
Oh, no. So she doesn't take it off?
No. She talks through the mask.
She's got you on speaker talking through the mask.
"Mijo. Hey, mama. Is everything okay? I got the text." She goes, no hay internet. No tengo email. I'm like, "Can you take the mask off, mom? It sounds like something's wrong. Like it just, it's an urgent sounding conversation."
Right.
And then he's like, "No, I."
That was By the way, excellent sound effect there.
No, I applaud that.
That's exactly, if you left it running.
I just lived it. I just.
That's exactly what it would sound like.
Oscar is not noted for his sound effects. He really did that well.
I live with it every night. I know those sounds.
It's fresh in my mind.
Right.
So she ejected out of the mask, and she is, mira, mijo. No tengo el internet y no puedo hablar con papá en WhatsApp. Because God forbid we pay for a long distance call. We
call the WhatsApp
they call each other via WhatsApp, right?
Yeah, that's a free application.
I know they're not, sexting. They're just probably talking about life. So I got to
communicate. How long has she been out of internet the whole time?
Roughly 48 hours, she tells me.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah, that she called El Verizon. El Verizon hasn't done anything.
Could that be an exaggeration?
No, my mom, it's weird. As she gets older and after I got married, she's trying to let me live my own life. Tried to break up my marriage and stop it, she now has, said, okay.
We're up on a break, but I still don't see you getting in the car and driving out to Olney in the wee hours of the morning.
Wait for it.
There's got to be a compelling reason.
Yes.
We will hear about that reason. Yo tengo internet.
Yo tengo WhatsApp.
My favorite part of that whole, the first part of that is, that was awesome. That's how I know it's real. We'll take a break and we will come back with Oscar's story of rescuing his mother at 3 o'clock in the morning. Right here. Michael Maricho.
Let's get to know our friends at KCJJ. Tom Suter. He loves to play guitar. He was a member of the popular rock and roll group, the B-52s. Tom stands an impressive 7'2" in his bare feet. Tom loves to tinker in his workshop and is responsible for inventing the bottle cap, cocktail sauce, and the scotch tape dispenser. Tom is happily married now, but escorted Jill Clayburgh to the 1978 Oscars and got to third base. Tom studied baking for 9 years and made the wedding cakes for many of Larry King's marriages. And Tom owns a magic stapler. But mostly, Tom is the general manager of radio station KCJJ, airing the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, KCJJ.
1630 KCJJ.
Yes, Tom Suter, fantastic. We should do some more of those, Rob. Those are lots of fun. And hope you enjoyed Steely Dan, Tom. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. There's an autumnal change in the air, so listen to these important words from Cornerstone. As the temps cool down, the real estate market always heats up. It's the fall home buying season, and every year people go on the hunt for their dream home. Let Cornerstone First Financial help you to make it easy. Mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been for a long time, so if you're thinking new house, think Cornerstone. The time to act is now. It's also a great time to refi. You can knock down your interest rate and save mucho dinero. Hey, based on that story.
Right on. Don't
Plus,
stop.
Cornerstone offers free rate float downs, which means if rates get better, your rate automatically gets better too. Not too shabby. Cornerstone is licensed in California, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Georgia, Florida, and Colorado. Try their new pumpkin spice mortgage. It's delicious.
Yum.
Click their banner on our website, visit cornerstonefirst.com, or call them at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. We are in the middle of Oscar telling the tale about rescuing his mamo and heading out to Olney.
I'm on the phone and I'm like, Mom, can you do a FaceTime? And I was like, oh, wait, you can't do a FaceTime.
Yeah.
Or can you?
You need the internet, maybe.
What does it work?
You can do the FaceTime.
But I'm having this conversation with a woman that doesn't know how to plug in an Ethernet cord, right? So I confuse her, and then she gets mad at me, and then she starts yelling at me like I'm 12 again. And then we're not having a good conversation. And I said, Mom, give me 5 minutes. Let me figure out what.
Because you're tired at the end of your day.
Yes. And I'm trying to be a good son, right?
Right,
right.
And I'm also cursing my brother and sister out for moving thousands of miles away. So, or my father for leaving for another trip to Bolivia. Like, he doesn't spend enough time there.
Yeah, I understand.
And now he's got the whole Trump bit. He's like, Trump, don't eat. He's got to go because of Trump. So, so that's it.
If I had the option, pal. It's going to be in Alabama. I insist. I wrote it with Sharpie. God.
That's
our president.
Why don't they use digital screens? Like, it's 2019.
Tune into political persuasion.
An old printout.
Okay. You'll hear. We're going to be talking cards. About that.
I found a lot of pens in my desk. I'm going to use them.
So. And my father's, he's got a legal visa and everything else. Just heads up. He's fine.
That was a little defensive. No one was questioning that.
Well, I know the people, the way people think. They're like,
back and forth, back and forth. Check his papers. That's
right. So, and I shouldn't joke about it.
No, you shouldn't.
My, I look at my wife, she says, what are you going to do? And I'm like, well, I can't go there. I mean, it's the middle of the... So then I start factoring a lot of like, how can I make this, what makes sense? Why does this make sense?
Right.
If I don't go, that means my wife has to go. Because it'll be this like weight, the Latin guilt has taken over now.
Hold on a second. Let me ask you this. You're talking about going out. Do you perceive by talking to your mother that by going out there, you will solve the problem? Have you discerned, like you do when we're troubleshooting here, that this is a solvable problem?
My mom's, technical IQ is that of a lima bean. God bless her. She just doesn't have it.
So, like, she doesn't know the turn off, turn on thing or the rebooting the modem thing. You perceive this as a simple
You know why
problem.
I think you have... you.
And
I
as get, you know, Mike, the lima bean is the stupidest of all the legumes.
you think there's probably a good reason why we work so well together. You think you run hot. My mom is like past hot. Like she's inferno. Like she runs hot all the time, right? Yeah, right. I probably grew up with it, so I deal with it.
Okay.
So I say to I'm like, oh, like this is either you got to go or I got to go. And when are we going to go? And what it hits my mind. Okay. First off, I need a piece of equipment that's stored in my mom's basement, not a printer, something else that I need, right? And I've been meaning to go there for a couple weeks now.
Is it a blender?
So we got to knock it out. I could knock that out. If I leave at 11:45 p.m., traffic's going to be light. No big deal.
There is that advantage.
That's what I guess.
You're going to shave over an hour off the entire event going at night.
And I won't have this guilt weighing on me as I go to bed.
You want to act now, put it to bed.
Yes.
Take it off of your plate. Just get it done.
So I say, Shannon, love you. Don't wait up. Not that she ever would. Moving out, going. Okay. So jump in the car, throw my flip-flops, head out. And God forbid, Mike, the one time I decide to do something in the middle of the night, four lanes on 495, when you have a split from the Maryland, either go to Bethesda or 270, as I have to go, are closed. Oh, why?
F them. Why? Because that, let's work on it now.
There was an accident. There was an accident.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You really are lucky.
It's the worst.
I've been there.
I've
been there where you've taken to the highway. He's nobody's going to be out there. And some yahoo got excited because he can go 80 when he normally goes 20.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So okay, what is what should be a 35-minute trip?
Right.
No breaks, right? Turns into an hour and a half to get to
home. Oh, no.
And the entire time, God bless my mom. Like, I'm putting her out.
Right.
She's calling me. She's like, ¿En dónde estás? ¿Qué está pasando, mijito? It's like I'm taking my time to get there later.
But right. Is there any optimism? Did she cool down at all knowing that you dropped everything and came that
She's
night?
She's like, are you hungry? ¿Quieres que te haga empanadas? She's the sweetest lady ever, but she keeps blowing up my phone. Like, I don't need empanadas, Mom. I need sleep. I need sleep and I need time. So I get there. Garage is up. She's made empanadas, which is nice. Late night snack. She's asking me if I want coffee because we don't know that you shouldn't drink coffee after midnight.
It's almost time for your morning coffee.
I pick up my a piece of equipment. I look at her stuff. And you know what it was, Mike? The router was unplugged when she was cleaning.
You mean like from the electricity?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So I'm guessing you got out there after the marathon drive. And you probably, it took you 5 seconds to figure out.
Oh, yeah, right away. Because I was like, the lights aren't blinking on this thing.
Right.
Mom, remember when I said, are you sure everything's good to go? And she acted like I was crazy. And then I was like, all right. And I plugged it in. I looked at my mom and she gave me like the sweetest mom face of like,
I'm surprised.
Isn't that funny?
I'm surprised that Verizon didn't expedite that ticket.
Muchas gracias, mijo. Enjoy your drive back to D.C. What time did you drive back to D.C.?
No, so I was probably done. By the time I got there, wrapped up, done, it's like 2:15 in the morning, right?
Murder.
So, because I wasn't going to drive back
there?
No, I drove back, went to bed at 3. I'm here now.
So he's easy ride back, though. An easy ride back. That's nice, right?
But, Mike, a lesson learned. Don't let the lima bean take you down. Don't let it happen. ask the simple questions. Ask the simple question. Like, is it? Ask again. Can you make sure it's plugged in? Can you make, please? Don't let her
like
take it out.
Like, if you say router to, is she? If you say router to her, she's not going to know.
You know what she knows? El enchufe, which is the plug. If I say el enchufe, we can start. We can start
check
there
the
from
el
now on.
Yes. How do you say in Spanish? Check the el enchufe.
Chequea el enchufe. Check it. Check if it's plugged.
Sounds so much like our language.
Yeah, it does. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it really they've does. Got a different word for everything.
But, so that is a key word for you, family members of Latino out there. You got to deal with that. El enchufe is the key. That's where you start. That is baseline.
Well, why don't you catch a nap at some point today?
Yeah.
Just try.
I'm going
to try.
Just try
to catch
I'm gonna
a
I'm
going to
try.
Nap, try. Mm. What's on your schedule today?
Today?
Oscar's schedule.
You want to be honest with you? Really
yes.
honest?
Yes, okay. Really honest.
So I'm done here. I got to race over to M Street because we're meeting with ESPN National. They're actually,
the other location.
Good
the
for the business. Village. They're yes. filming yes. a web series out of the new studio, right?
That's great.
Okay. All right. That's good.
Done deal. We'll be done with them roughly around, I would say, 5 o'clock. Then I have to come back here and deal with, like, I would say, another 2 hours of admin work. Then we're doing a special boat episode for Thursday, Mike. A Thursday
episode.
What
is the special today? What
well,
is
Drab's going to the Junkies Poker Open, so it's going to be a Chad and Oscar special. It'll be a one-hour show. I'll do that at 8 p.m., be done by 9, come
Make
back
sure
here at 10, go
in.
To bed, hopefully. God willing. God willing.
God willing. Very yes. good. Don't drink too many beers. All right. Thank
no,
you, Oscar.
Thank you.
He's the hardest working man in show business.
Looking forward to tomorrow's show.
That's right. Very exciting.
An early start tomorrow as well. That'll be good, too.
Yes, early start tomorrow. Thank but you. Hey, lots of yaks. That'll get through it. Yeah. We'll take a break and come back with the news you may not need. The Michael Myers Show. You're a real tough
cookie with a dog. Boom, bang. Dan the Fan Man can't be here as he's busy helping the peace process in North Vinea. So I'm here as his backup. It's your man, Oscar Fantana.
That's right.
And when I'm not harassing Rob or mispronouncing again, I'm making one of my 800 shows. In fact, I'm announcing show number 801. I'm here to tell you all about
Tech Fan 1-1.
It's the newest show with me, alongside
Dan the Fan Man.
We talk about anything and everything fan. This podcast is so hot, the only thing that can cool us down
are some high quality fans.
And don't just take my word for it. Hear what my wife has to say.
Fanning the bios.
What, I'm supposed to do Shannon? I'm not going to do Shannon's voice. I don't do girls' voices.
Or how about my favorite little guy, Phantos?
The dog? What are you doing?
So don't forget to buy a fan.
What are we even promoting? Buy a bonus show. That's real. Dan, go home.
Thank you, Dan the Fan Man. We appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Joy Bird.
Bird.
It's the time of the year to relax and enjoy the best in life, and you can do it right now from your own home. Joy Bird empowers you to create the furniture and space that bring you joy and keep those summer vibes flowing all year long. With Joy Bird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece, made by hand with care and precision, using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials, and it all comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream home. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer. You're going to love this, ladies and gentlemen. 25% off your first order by using our code TMOS, and we thank you.
News!
Lori Loughlin, remember that name?
I saw the American Greed episode about the whole college scandal.
Her husband's name is Massimo Giannulli. He's a cheater guy. He's in a big trouble trying to get his stupid daughter into school. Oh, Massimo.
He's a pay of the money.
Lori and Massimo have been putting on a united front since they were implicated in the college admissions scandal. But some of Lori's friends think they should ununite.
Oh, really?
Split up. A source says Lori is resentful because she was ready to take the plea deal that it was offered back in April, and I believe everybody in the world said yes,
do
take
it. Yes.
But Massimo talked her out of it, saying it would ruin both their careers. Wrong.
Well, what career does he have?
But well, I forgot what he does.
Well, he's a fashion designer.
Yeah, well,
fashion
designer. What? Take a backseat, baby.
They also fought over whether they should take a private jet to their most recent hearing. Their lawyers told them not to, and Lori agreed. But Massimo overruled her again, saying it would be a zoo if they flew commercial. He sounds like a real joy, doesn't
he?
Wow.
I'm glad they found each other.
A source says Lori's friends are telling her to leave Massimo, but at least for now, she refuses. I smell PR move to have her throw him under the bus.
Yeah, that's she's trying to imposter already, and then she can end up with what she's always wanted, Dave Coulier.
Yay, so exciting. Brad Pitt made some real changes when he split with Angelina Jolie, like giving up booze. In an interview with the New York Times, he says, quote, I had taken things as far as I could take it, so I removed my drinking privilege. That's a good way of putting it.
I like that.
Brad hooked up with an all-male Alcoholics Anonymous group and went to meetings for a year and a half. He says, quote, you had all these men sitting around being open and honest in a way I have never heard.
Were they all sexy men?
The shirts unbuttoned.
This safe, stop it, you two. We should all go to meetings. It was the safe space where there was little judgment and therefore little judgment of yourself. It was actually really freeing just to express the ugly sides of yourself. There's great value in that. Yes, there is. And I can relate to that to
Very
a certain extent.
It's good advice to any sexy alcoholic out there.
Absolutely. And of course,
I'd go to meetings. If Brad Pitt was going to meetings, I'd go to every meeting.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Instead, I like to choose my response to Brad Pitt, which is quitter.
No one likes a quitter, Mike.
At a time when people are distancing themselves from Woody Allen, Scarlett Johansson is doing the exact opposite. In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter, she says, quote, I believe him, and I would work with him anytime. She didn't come to this decision lightly. She says, quote, I see Woody whenever I can, and I have had a lot of conversations with him about it. I guess that's the scandals.
Yeah.
I have been very direct with him, and he's very direct with me. He maintains his innocence, and I believe him. Scarlett did three movies with Woody between 2005 and 2008, Match Point, Scoop, and probably the most popular, Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Mm. Yeah, I remember that one, yeah.
With, Woody Allen, but, good for you, Scarlett. I still think he's creepy.
You know what? Even if none of the allegations,
Soon-Yi Previn. I mean, what more do you need, right?
If none of the allegations are true,
he's a sexual predator.
He's still creepy. I mean, that's creepy. There's no way around it.
Thank you, Scarlett. Appreciate that. Don't get a chance to do my Woody Allen very often. That's all right. I'll walk to the curb from here. Thank you.
Yes, what about Friday night?
You're free. Yes, I'm sorry. I have to be on the planet Earth in the morning. The ticket site SeatGeek, here we go.
Yes.
Released their annual stadium guides. Thousands of NFL fans weighed in on which teams across the league had the best and worst game day atmosphere, stadium food and bathrooms. Obviously, first things first, which stadiums have the nastiest bathrooms? Here are the bottom five.
Good.
At number five, the Cincinnati Bengals, Paul Brown Stadium. Number four.
What stadium?
Paul Brown. Paul
checking.
Brown.
Yes, thank you.
Maddie, sorry about this. Can you back this up, Maddie? Buffalo Bills New Era Field. Also number four on the list.
Yeah, it's not the best.
Not the best.
She grimaced.
Number two.
She literally grimaced.
The L.A. Rams, the Memorial Coliseum, the famous old one.
Right.
Their new stadium is going to be
state-of-the-art.
Space shuttle.
Yeah. Number one, the Oakland Raiders Ring Central Coliseum. That got a terrible 2.8 out of 5. And at number three, the Washington Redskins FedEx Field. 3.2 out of 5. Yeah,
a relatively new stadium.
Yeah. Thank you. Terrible experience.
Gross.
Take it back to RFK. Probably do better.
You know what? If you don't get bothered by the bathrooms, at least you can enjoy the bad sight lines.
Yay, rah, rah. Moving right along. This is a quickie. I'll get through this quick. Okay. Which cereal leaves the best milk? Anyone?
Oh,
which
cereal? A light cereal would be Rice Krispies.
No, absolutely not.
That wouldn't leave
way.
Anything to the cereal.
It gives you like a nice like a vanilla flavor, it feels like.
No. Absolutely not.
Frankenberry is very strong.
Cocoa Puffs?
Better choice.
Number one. Cocoa Puffs, yes! Number one, according to the survey. Cinnamon Toast Crunch, phenomenal milk afterwards.
Love that.
Frosted Flakes, a good one. That's the sugar. Fruity Pebbles Reese's Puffs. I've never had the Reese's Puffs. Have you had Reese's Puffs? Rob?
I've had.
No,
I've
not.
Seen it. It just seems like it's just too rich.
Cereal. Okay. All right. There you go. There's your little joke. Cereal. Thank you very much. Apple Jack's, great milk after Apple Jack's.
Yeah, Apple Jack's a great cereal.
And Fruit Loops, same thing. Get the same cereal. Captain Crunch, my number one, I think, for leaving.
I would say yes.
Cereal residue.
The best, the best.
Lucky Charms made the list at number eight, but not as good as I'm normally used to. But, man,
I think Lucky Charms a little overrated for your marshmallow cereals.
Remember, Mike, I didn't get any flavored cereals until later in life because I was a Product 19 family.
Product 19.
Rob and I weren't. You can tell by looking at us. You know. Hey, is it artificially flavored and colored?
Yeah.
Yes. All right, wonderful. Thank
you. Know, as a mover in our house, Super Sugar Crisp. Think of the name. Super, Super Sugar Crisp.
The sugariest cereal you can possibly get. Hey, by the way, with Cap'n Crunch, leave it in the bowl long enough, it turns into syrup. Anyway, and now a little something something. Back in May, I love this story.
Yeah.
I truly do. Back in May, the wives of two pastors at a church in Oak Hill, West Virginia, they got into an argument at their church. 44-year-old Melinda Tony is married to the pastor of New Life Apostolic Church, Earl Tony, and she's had a beef for a while with a woman named Lori Haywood.
Lori Haywood!
You got Melinda Tony and Lori Haywood.
Guess who's coming over for supper tonight, Linda Haywood?
Lori is married to New Life's youth pastor, David Haywood. Well, things finally erupted when Melinda got upset over a t-shirt Lori was wearing. No word on what that t-shirt said. They started yelling at each other. Then Melinda went outside to get her gun out of the car. Her husband ran out to intercept her and get away the gun. One shot was fired in the process. There were several people in the parking lot at the time, including David and Lori's children. That's nice. Fortunately, no one was hurt. That was a Freudian
slip. That's odd, yeah.
After a police investigation, Melinda has been charged with wanton endangerment.
Oh.
And, well, there's still no word on what was on Lori's t-shirt that had Melinda gnashing her tooth. That's our little West Virginia story for you today.
Might have been a Baby Billy t-shirt.
Baby Billy with his big choppers.
Good tooth.
We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault right here on the Michael Mara Show.
Hi. This is Tom Rogal. I like to get my news anywhere I can. That's why I love to listen to The Mike and Mara Show. And my favorite way to consume it is on Spotify. Because Spotify is young and cool. And I'm young and cool. Just like Chuck Todd. So go to Spotify and search The Mike and Mara Show. It's the best. Even better than a transistor radio. Or a Hula Hoop, TMOS on Spotify. I'm Tom Brokaw, and I'm old.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our Fruitcake Futures. Turn that music down for a second, please. All the way down. And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. Hey!
Hey!
It's the bottom of the ninth. Now you can turn it back on. The last seconds of the fourth quarter, the 18th hole, the final round. Rob is using sports imagery. Oh, joy. This must stop. And you must go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the fruitcake banner. You must order your TMOS fruitcake right now.
Are you listening to what this man is saying?
Ooh.
Why? We will stop taking fruitcake future orders at midnight on Monday, September 30th. After that, no more. That's it.
No more.
That's all. There will be no second chance. No pity for stragglers. No exceptions. Order now or do without. You're not special. Don't screw it up. TMO's Fruitcake
You're
Futures.
Not special, Mike.
You're not special. Don't screw this up. TMO's Fruitcake Futures. Go to our website. Buy as many as you can. Pauly Christine ordered 50 from his cruise. No, he didn't. I just saying.
Only
that.
40.
He's down there enjoying himself. MikeOMaraShow.com. Click the banner and make sure you do it now. Hooray for sports games. Score the points. And Gary Krimble. I forgot how thrilled you must be that we came up with this bit today with picking the games.
He's got to break it to Gary this weekend.
He's going to win, right? You know he's going to win.
No.
He's going to win.
No.
I just know he's going to win.
This is what I hope. The arc of the contest and the story that comes with it will be maybe you come out on top early, you're happy for a while, then right. Rob picks up, and then I come swooping in, and then at the end, it's whoever's game.
A come from behind, perhaps, for Oscar.
There you go. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, fantastic. Let's open up the audio ball for today. Thursday, September 5th, 2019, Rob Spiewak.
Oscar, you're not special.
I'm not special. I'm not.
Don't screw it up. You're not special.
It's my favorite thing I wrote this week. Three words.
I like that.
You're not special. Okay, 1967, they made an educational film called The 1999 House of Tomorrow. And it's very comical in its datedness. This is a scene where, and it was trending on YouTube yesterday, a kid is building a sandcastle of their house in 1999. Now, this is funny. Think 1999. This is 20 years ago. But this is what they're envisioning it to be, and the kid is explaining their house.
What are you building, Jamie?
It's our house. That's the center where I go to school. That's where the computer lives. And where I go to sleep, and where you and Daddy sleep. And where we go to swim, and where we see the ball game.
And there's one more, the health center.
Where Daddy exercises?
Right.
How does the computer know everything? I mean, like, how many times to exercise and all?
I haven't the faintest notion. That's just too much for your old mother to understand.
More wine for mother!
The faintest notion.
I haven't the faintest notion.
Notion's like a word from a Jane Austen. Excellent notion. Wow.
The computer knows when to exercise because you gave it all your information, you idiot.
God. You know what? The older you get, you find this out too. You go back to the 1970s, which is like, that wasn't that old. It was that old.
It was.
It truly was that old. Mm-hmm. I watch, I watch Animal Kingdom. I watch the flashbacks. That's it. Oh, Janine. Anyway.
I occasionally bring these to your attention when I really like them. This one impressed me. The group Blondie, you of course remember Blondie from the 70s and 80s, a lot of hit records.
Call me!
Yeah, their lead singer is Debbie Harry, and a really good voice, but I don't think you realize how good it is until you hear it isolated. I had never heard this track. Did you?
Yeah, she was in the suite with the CBS record suite at the
no
DJ
kidding.
Convention.
I didn't know that.
I saw her in concert at one of the HF festivals.
She's amazing voice. But just check this out. This is a little chilling.
Color me your color, baby. Color me your car. Color me your color, darling. I know who you are. Come up off your color chart. I know where you're.
One unedited take, no auto-tune, just a little reverb. Pretty great, huh?
Fascinating.
That's the raw talent right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so good.
Love those isolated tracks. That's so much fun.
Julia, as you know, is at college. She's doing great. And as a matter of fact, she announced she's coming home to work a side gig later this month. So I'm very excited to see her.
Ooh,
I'm
very
glad
cool.
She announced that she's coming home. Because sometimes college kids come home and they surprise their parents. Good idea, right?
My girlfriend just came home from college, and her mom didn't know, and she, like, honestly, she accidentally shot her, and we don't know what to do.
The mother was startled by some noises she heard in the kitchen or hallway area. She stated that, you know, the bedroom door opened where she was at, and she had a gun readily available and fired a round at somebody coming through the door.
She's going to be okay, but just announce you're coming home. If you're going to come home,
but also,
come home.
Look at the stats. I'm not going to get into it.
No,
but look at the statistics about having a gun in your home.
That's your daughter.
That is statistically more likely to happen.
Feel better about my trip last night.
Yeah, well, she knew you were coming.
I got guilt and empanadas.
That's right.
Not a round.
And nobody took a shot.
As far as we know.
Stats show, right? If you have one in the house, you're more likely to hurt somebody you're close to.
Yep.
It's just the way it works.
Taught her a
either
lesson.
With anger or with accident.
Ball first.
I think we are on the same page, Mike. We both are fans of Bill Hader, right?
Yes, I like Bill Hader.
He's in the new It, the It sequel that's coming out. He's playing the grown-up of Finn Wolfhard, the kid from Stranger Things. And he was talking about he needed a stuntman on the set for It Chapter 2.
Is this Chapter 2 the feature film that's coming
out? Yeah, it's coming out. Right? Is it this Friday it opens?
I think it's coming out this Friday, yeah.
And so he's doing all this press. You would be surprised as to why he needed a stuntman and why it disappointed the stuntman.
There's a part we had to run from the clown, and I ran 4 feet and pulled my groin muscle. And they had to get my stunt guy just to run. Like, the stunt dudes are so stoked to, like,
what am I doing, bro?
The guy was like, I just gotta run? Are you serious?
Where'd you find this dude?
I love him. I think he's very, very funny.
That is truly funny. He ran 4 feet.
You have to run for me.
Yeah, 4 feet. This Monday, Kelly Clarkson gets a talk show. Finally. Wow. A lot of cooking segments, I'm guessing. But also, the first guest was scheduled to be Kevin Hart, and he was in the car wreck, and he couldn't make it. So that kind of left her in a lurch, because, you know,
that's a big guest.
The first guest of the first show, Kevin Hart made good on it. Check this out.
What none of you know is that my first guest today was supposed to be actor and comedian Kevin Hart. And so, so as many of you know, Kevin was seriously injured in a car accident. He's okay and recovering, but because Kevin couldn't be here, one of his good friends left his honeymoon to come here. This is real. Left his honeymoon. His wife probably hates me. to come here and take Kevin's place. You know my first guest, and this is my first guest ever. Yeah. And you know him from his HBO show Ballers, from the Fast and the Furious movies, and from, y'all are freaking out! From one of my favorite films, Jumanji. Give it up for Dwayne Johnson, y'all!
Turns out, Dwayne Johnson's wife, they were honeymooning, but she is such a big Kelly Clarkson fan that when he got the call, she said, go fill in for Kevin. So he flew away from his honeymoon to be her
first
guest.
That's
pretty cool,
why that
isn't
guy
it?
Wins.
That's why I predicted he'd be the biggest star.
You
in
did,
the world.
Mike.
You did.
And we need the audio.
Yes.
And by the way, I know that I know, we do need the audio.
Someone
might be
get
lost.
The audio.
I remember.
Get the kinescope,
it,
Rob. Get the kinescope.
From the vault, the salt mines where we have all
the
old 50s. Shows stored.
Right.
Right next to all the cars and tapes.
I think he's a wonderful guy. I think he's very talented and he's going to be a big star.
In 1955. There we go.
So let's say you're an Australian vegan. Or vegan, or whatever it is
vegan,
that doesn't
vegan.
Eat meat.
G'day,
vegan.
Mate. Here we go with some kale.
It's a drag when your neighbors grill all the time because you're smelling meat. So she's suing. She's suing her neighbor.
No,
they've
please.
Put it so it just, you smell fish. All I smell is fish.
All she smells
fish.
Is fish.
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 That's a lovely fish, mate. Where'd you get that fish? Is that a mehi-mehi fish?
At least I hope it's the neighbors.
Oh, he smells his fish.
That's your magic audio pop.
She's got an algae problem.
Have a great Thursday.
Fish.
Hey, listen, you're not special. Buy a fruitcake.
Yeah,
that's
you're not special.
All right, get out there and support TMOS the way you know you can. And that's it. That's all I got for you. We're taping a brand new Political Persuasions today. The main topic of discussion?
Yes.
Sharpie Gate.
Hey, Freights.
Sharpie Gate. Hey, Freights. So please join us for Hey, Freights. That'll be uploaded today on Thursday. Have a wonderful day, everybody. We'll see you next time. Remember, YNS.
What's that mean?
You're not special. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
El Enchufe.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I could pull a better cartoon out of my ass. Hey, whoa! Wasn't that great, kids?
Good night. Adolfo.
Good night, Frau Blucher.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Do you expect me to talk?
No, Mr. Bond. I expect you to die.